The debate continues over whether the housing market is dangerously inflated. On average, single-family home prices have risen 50% nationwide over the past 5 years. That run-up has many observers concerned, but many home builders say they don't see a bubble bursting anytime soon. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
In Olney, Maryland, a suburb near Washington, D.C., builder Chuck Ellison surveys the progress on a group of million-dollar homes going up in what will soon be a new neighborhood.
We're standing behind two of our larger model homes, two of Miller & Smith's larger model homes, in communities called Springview. This is a 33-lot community that we started probably 3 to 4 years ago. It's actually probably been in the works with the planning now for almost 6 years. You can see it's a pretty nice setting with the parkland and the open space around it, so it's turning out to be a great community.
Inside, Ellison shows off the interior of the 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath house. As workers cut and hammer drywall into place, he points out some of the special features this home will have, including granite countertops in the kitchen and crown molding throughout the house, which increases the time it takes to build the home.
Normally, it's between 5 to 6 months for a house this size. You know, it's a fairly big house. It's got a lot of finish. People put a lot of options in them, so it takes a little bit longer to do this kind of house than it does to do a townhouse or a smaller home.
How many square feet is this, roughly?
I'd have to double-check. It's probably right around 4,500. Not counting the basement.
Ellison says the last few years have been good ones, and when he gets together with other builders, they joke about their good fortune. House prices in the Washington area have risen nearly 100% since 2000. Properties like this one are being sold even before they're completed. That's one reason Ellison is confident.
I don't know of anybody in the industry that feels that there's a housing bubble out there.
Another reason builders say they aren't overly concerned is that strong economic fundamentals continue to fuel demand for housing. Along with strong jobs growth and relatively low mortgage rates, there's just not that many new homes on the market in many areas. And even if that situation were to change, Ellison says many builders and banks are actually more cautious now than they were in the past.
Before the last slump, which was in the late 80s, early 90s, it was a lot easier for builders to borrow money. You know, nowadays we have to put a lot more equity and personal income into projects, so you know, you're going to be a lot more careful in a project. It's harder to get it underway. So that's changed a lot. The other big change is the slow growth, the no growth approach of many local governments, which is really a phenomenon throughout the country, which has reduced the supply of land, and land is our raw product.
But even so, there is a growing chorus of those who think home prices in some areas are headed for a fall. Marco Van Akeren is an economist with PMI, a mortgage insurance company that protects lenders and investors against possible defaults. He says the picture could change rapidly, especially if there's a major shift in housing fundamentals.
Builders tend to be somewhat, backward-looking, see how the past several years have done. And there's a lot of construction activity at the same time. All the job growth that has occurred, you know, especially in Southern California, for example, a lot of that is associated with building construction, which could be very sensitive to swings in mortgage rates.
After surveying the hottest housing markets, PMI came to the conclusion there's a better than even chance of price declines in half a dozen markets. Places such as San Diego, Riverside, San Bernardino, Boston, and Nassau County in New York. David LeRae is chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. He agrees there are areas of the country where prices have probably risen too quickly, but he says he is not in the bubble camp.
I would rather think of it as maybe overheating right now rather than a bubble, because I don't necessarily think that it can pop. I do think that if you want to use the imagery of bubbles, it's air coming out of a balloon rather than balloons popping.
At his latest development site, Chuck Ellison hopes the economists who see a bubble popping are wrong. As long as interest rates remain low, home buying will hold up, he says, though he does expect the housing market to cool. As for the immediate future, he says his company plans on building just as many new homes next year.
06, we think it'll be more of the same. We have not seen any fundamentals out there that would cause us to pull back or change our strategies. We think it's going to be a good, solid market, that there's still going to be buyers there. I think our biggest concern is the availability of land and negotiating the land development regulations.
After they finish work on this development, Ellison says they have 15 to 20 more projects lined up. But Wall Street has been signaling it's increasingly worried about the housing market in the future. Despite the recent record earnings from many large home builders, a number of building company stocks have moved lower in recent months. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.